Poetry has been ruined for us. Poetry has been destroyed, undermined, elevated to a pedestal, and in summary, poetry has been put in a position where people feel dutiful about it, and hardly anybody enjoys it. Really enjoys it. Enjoys it enough to not only read it, but to write it. Madam President, Toastmaster, fellow Toastmasters, and above all guests, it was Mr. Fry, Stephen Fry, who began a book by saying, "I have a huge secret, one that I dare not reveal to people, one that I have to keep hidden. I am a writer of poetry." Thus begins one of the best books that I could recommend to you if you were in any way seduced into the act of composing verse. The book, incidentally, covers most types of verse, but of course it does it in Stephen Fry's very special style, which is full of amusement, full of wit, and full of irreverence. And Toastmasters, it is that spirit of irreverence that we didn't get at school. We had to do exams. We had to answer questions. We were expected to understand. We were expected in some way to analyze the poems of well-known poets. And the fashion in well-known poets, you know, changes. In my time, it was Yeats, Pope, Dryden, and some of Shakespeare's sonnets. And I can't remember any of them being anyway modern at all. Nowadays, the fashion is for modern, and you get Heaney and Longley and Derek Mahan, Irish poets who are, you know, pretty modern. Very well known, but pretty modern. We were given... Well, let me not make an assumption. Let me not make an assumption that we're all on the same experience. Because there may be some of you in this room who have had the unusual experience of being taught poetry, being introduced to poetry, being shown how poetry works by a teacher who actually wrote poetry. Now let me, in fact, I'd love to do a little straw poll in the room. Hands up all those who had a teacher who showed you his or her own poetry when you were doing poetry at school. Right, just as I thought, hardly a single person. I myself have only come across one teacher, who has given her pupils her poetry to read, to appreciate, and to say something about. She has exposed herself as a teacher. And she's a teacher in Ireland. And if I could remember her name, I would tell it to you. She's quite a remarkable teacher. But it's that remarkableness of her that is so disgraceful. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me read you the poem that converted me to the power of poetry, to the strength of poetry, to how bloody scary it can be to read a poem, how it can actually rock and shake you. The poem wasn't read to me at school. The poem wasn't read to me by anybody. I read the poem myself while sitting quietly by myself on a train from Sheffield to London, way, way back in the 1994, Tuesday, the 13th of April, at 3:15. Sometime like that. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourself to hear some strong language. Some of you may be offended. Some of you may never be the same again. Certainly I was never the same again after I heard this poem. At this point I read Dulce et Decorum Est by Wilfred Owen. So in conclusion, what was the point of arousing these memories, of arousing these emotions? What was the point of introducing you to a perspective on poetry? And for, if you like, teasing you with the beginning of what could in fact be a huge, long presentation on the topic. What was I trying to do? Well, I'll tell you what I was trying to do. I was trying to give you a chance to reflect, to remember, and to reconsider your own stance on writing poetry. To give you a chance, if you like, to moderate the extent to which you admire poets and poetry, and to plant the tiniest, weeniest seed that you yourself might leave here tonight and on your way home, in your own mind, while talking to yourself, compose a poem, a line, a couplet, a quatrain, a stanza that you yourself would take a pencil or a pen and a back of an envelope or a computer and whatever and launch into the adventure of using language in a particularly powerful, potentially influential way. That's what I was doing. In conclusion, in absolute conclusion, when it comes to writing verse, let you not worry about whether it deserves the name poetry or not. So long as it starts in from the margin on one side and doesn't reach the end of the line on the other side, call that poetry. And remember, may the force be with you. Thank you.